From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Salt Lake City Police Department announced today two of its officers have tested positive for COVID-19. Both are first responders and have been quarantined, along with 20 other employees. In a statement, Police Chief Mike Brown said they feel, quote, confident we can continue to conduct our duties to the community without interruption. Also today, Utah health officials announced the state has now had more than 5,700 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and three more Utahns have died due to the virus. The Utah State Board of Education said today it's getting close to $68 million from the federal government. As KUER's John Reed reports, it will be used to fund holes caused in the wake of the coronavirus.
State Superintendent Sidney Dixon says the bulk of the money will go towards bridging current budget shortfalls and making sure regular operations continue. Beyond that, it'll go to classes and after-school programs for the summer and buying or updating school computers and tablets. Dixon says the money can be used up until September of 2022 because the full extent of the coronavirus impact still isn't clear.
This isn't going to be a turnaround in a month or 2 months. It's going to be a couple of years where we'll have to mitigate some of these issues.
As for how school will look next year, no concrete plan is in place yet, but Dixon says they are looking at a few strategies that could be shifted based on the level of health risk in the fall. Earlier this week, she said online learning will still be a big part of the equation.
We're very interested in not just using this method as a Band-Aid, but really thinking of the way forward. What should school look like, and how could it look different than it does now?
She says in some ways, schools could fundamentally change compared to the past, with different daily schedules and digital versions of in-person events like back-to-school night. John Reed, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert is defending the actions of the state after questions about whether it overpaid on some contracts and purchases as part of its COVID-19 response. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on Herbert's explanation.
The crux of his argument was that this was an emergency situation. Obviously, things were moving really quickly. They did a no-bid process rather than a traditional request for proposals, which can take a long time. After an internal review that his office did, he said that they found that everyone was acting in good faith. He did acknowledge that some of the communications between the health department and the purchasing division, for example, could have been better. One change that is being made is all of the purchasing will now move under the unified command that's been set up to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. So it will not be going just through the purchasing division of the executive branch.
That was KUER's Sonia Hudson. 9,000 more Utahns filed for unemployment benefits last week, but the state continues to see a gradual decline in new applicants. That's according to numbers released today by the Department of Workforce Services. An additional 4,000 people not eligible for traditional benefits applied for pandemic unemployment assistance. As Utah has moved to relax some social distancing measures, Workforce Services says it's also seen more people coming off unemployment. Last week, some 3,000 people stopped filing. Local leaders in Washington County have renewed their bid to classify the COVID-19 risk in their area from moderate to low. Washington County Commissioner Gil Almquist and St. George Mayor John Pike sent a letter to the governor's office yesterday asking that the shift take place as soon as tomorrow. The move comes one day after the Utah Department of Health denied a similar request on Tuesday, writing that it's critical for the whole state to remain under the orange or moderate risk phase until May 15th. Over the past few weeks, we've been answering listener questions about COVID-19. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie takes this one.
A listener in Idaho wants to know whether all these hand sanitizers and antibiotics we're using in the fight against COVID-19 is creating a new kind of danger, mainly antibiotic resistance. So we brought that question to Michelle Barron. She's the medical director of infectious diseases, prevention, and control at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. She says don't worry about the hand sanitizer.
It's no different than washing your hands with soap and water, and that doesn't lead to resistance either.
But antibiotics are a different story. They're used to fight some of the complications that arise when COVID-19 infects our bodies.
Individuals with viral pneumonia are at increased risk for bacterial superinfection.
And as we use more antibiotics to fight these secondary infections, it can potentially create antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Barron says most physicians are judicious in their use of the drugs. That said, the magazine Science reports that the U.S. Department of Defense is planning to launch a study tracking antibiotic use and secondary infections in COVID-19 patients. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.